A new investigative report takes a deep dive into the world of crisis pregnancy centers, their funding, and the services they provide. The report finds these centers get huge cash infusions from dark money sources, and it raises questions about how much of that money actually goes to provide services for people. Joining us now is the author of the investigation, Garnet Henderson, senior reporter with the nonprofit news organization Rewire. Hi, Garnet.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So these centers were founded as part of the battle against abortion access. They were part of a strategy to dissuade people from having abortions. What kind of services do they provide?
That's exactly right. And we know that what they advertise and how they get people in the door is things like free pregnancy tests and free ultrasounds. But in fact, very few of their staff and volunteers have any medical training whatsoever. So usually those ultrasounds they're providing are non-diagnostic, meaning they are not real medical ultrasounds. They also often advertise resources like diapers, baby clothes, formula, things of that nature. But usually people have to do something in order to access those services. So they have to attend some kind of class, which is usually religious in nature, to earn quote unquote baby bucks or care cash that they then can exchange for those things that they need, like diapers.
You did an incredible amount of digging through records. You found that in 1 year, these centers got $600 million in funding. Can you explain where all this money is coming from?
Yes. So I did find that in 2019, these centers received over $682 million. And I only found records for a fraction of crisis pregnancy centers. So based on the number that we know probably exist, they're easily spending over $1 billion a year. And according to an anti-abortion organization, about 90% of the funding for these centers is coming from private philanthropy.
So the donors that are coming, some of them are small-dollar churchgoers.
Yes.
Some of these are very large donations from anonymous donors.
That's correct.
In some cases, these pregnancy centers are under the auspices of a religious organization, meaning they are not required to pay taxes.
Yes. So all of these records that I found are from Form 990s. So that's a form that nonprofit organizations have to file with the IRS every year. There's an exemption where churches do not have to file a Form 990. So some CPCs may be free from filing any kind of financial disclosure at all.
And to put this in a context, I could go right now online and look at Planned Parenthood's annual report and see exactly which medical services are paid for and where all of that money is going, correct?
Correct. A lot of nonprofits, Planned Parenthood included in that, produce their own annual reports that then give more details in addition to that bare minimum filing that they have to make to the federal government.
Do these crisis pregnancy centers get state and federal funding?
They do in quite a few states now. And generally, when federal dollars are going to these centers, it's because there are certain federal programs where the federal government gives money to the state and then the state decides how to spend it. One of those programs is Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, also known as welfare. So that's a pot of federal money that gets divvied up among states. But then your state that you live in decides how exactly they're going to give out that money. And quite a few states are giving that TANF money, that welfare money, to crisis pregnancy centers. And then other states are using other funds from various sources to give even more money. I think the leading funder is Texas at this point, which has given $100 million to crisis pregnancy centers over 2 years, so about $50 million a year.
There is a massive amount of money involved in these crisis pregnancy centers. As you mentioned, possibly more than $1 billion in spending. Federal tax dollars meant for the social safety net going to some of these. And also, very often, they're going behind a pretty opaque curtain where we don't actually know how this money is being spent, where it's going. The other thing that's a little surprising to me is that there's been a growth in these centers. These centers arose as part of the opposition to abortion access. But since the Dobbs decision striking down the Roe v. Wade, there's been a growth?
Yes. In fact, the anti-abortion movement has positioned crisis pregnancy centers as a really key part of its post-Roe strategy. These are people who generally do not want to see increased government spending, particularly not on social services. And so instead, they have positioned these crisis pregnancy centers because at least sometimes anti-abortion leaders will acknowledge that outlawing abortion means that you are going to have more people who are pregnant and can't afford to be a parent, because most people in the United States who have abortions are poor or low income. And so they will acknowledge sometimes that that means there are going to be more people in need of help and in need of services. And these crisis pregnancy centers are their answer to that. They say that they want to help parents and babies. However, I've spoken to a lot of people who've gone to these centers. There are a lot of researchers who have studied how they work and what they're really offering. And consistently, the finding is that they're really not giving people very much. They really are not providing much in the way of services. You know, we're talking about handing out 5 diapers, for example, to one person instead of an entire pack of diapers like a diaper bank might give you.
Garnet Henderson is a senior reporter with the nonprofit news organization Rewire. Garnet, thank you so much.
Thank you.